Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
With Virgin Mobile. Freedom is calling to brighten up your winter mornings. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
As life returns to normal, we are starting to embrace it, aren't we? And we're starting to embrace each other all over again. But as we worry a little less about COVID, a little bit less, we start to remember a little niggling question like, have we destroyed the planet? You know, that little question. Well, comedian Colm O'Regan is here with all the answers.
That's it. That's what the brief says. I have all the answers. I'm going to fix
right
everything.
Here. Yeah.
No, I'll tell you what, I'll do all the worrying for you. You can outsource some of your worrying to me.
Now, before we get into the future of the planet and all that, you were as unimpressed as the rest of us by the British media claiming Kerry's Oscar-nominated Jesse Buckley there. They do it all the time.
I know.
I mean, Sky News did it. I mean, you know, surely they have good researchers on...
I don't know what it is at this stage. I've stopped getting outraged because I just don't have enough space. There's so much to get outraged about now that I have to put it to one side. I might leave a bit of time at the weekend to get outraged. My feeling about it now is a bit like... You know, you ever have a housemate who always leaves tea bags in the sink or does something that they know annoys you and it's very easy to not do it. And after a while you're going, I think you're winding me up on purpose here. So I think it must be a wind up.
It has to be.
And Jessie Buckley, like, she deliberately had herself born as far away in Ireland as it's possible. Our parents made the distinct decision, right? We don't go anywhere near Dublin or anywhere near the border.
No.
So there's no doubt. Killarney. Surely, if she was any further west, she'd be American.
Yeah.
Surely they leave us alone. And a British actor in line for a nomination. There was a few other British actors in the running for nominations. Like, I think Ruth Negga was in running, but then she didn't get the nomination, so she was Irish again.
Yeah,
so, But you know what? I have a solution. I have a solution
Go
to
on.
All of this.
Go on.
Rather, this is what I'm trying to do in my life now, rather than... You know, curse the dark, light a candle, all that kind of thing. So I think the best way to make sure that nobody claims an Irish celebrity is the only place where they're unequivocally, you know where they're from, is in the area of sport. So if there's anybody who looks like being famous, no matter what walk of life, just bring him on for about 2 minutes against Andorra for the Irish soccer team. Give him a senior cap. They can't play for anyone else then. And they're locked down. If Tony Cascarino, who he doesn't even know if he was Irish or not, if he is unequivocally Irish, then we can claim anybody. Just give them a senior cap. And after that, then start doing it to English people.
Yeah.
You know, because we should have had Jack Grealish in. But anyway.
Why don't we do that with the English? We don't.
We don't do it with the English. We'll do it with President Barack Obama, though.
True.
There's nobody as Irish as Barack Obama, to quote that. We didn't claim George Bush, funnily enough.
That's a weird one.
A weird one.
Yeah.
He had Irish ancestors. So I don't know what the difference was. Because there was definitely more generations involved with Barack Obama. And it didn't quite talk about exactly how he came to be Irish as well. So we didn't delve into that because that would uncover some truths that we'd rather not confront.
Absolutely. Now, when you're not worrying about that stuff, you're always worrying about something.
Always. I'm just a worrier.
Like, where did that come from?
Were
you
don't
like
know.
That as a kid?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I'm just such a worrier. If I have a, like, you know, in my wildest fantasies, there is still public liability insurance involved. You know what I mean? I make sure that everybody is, that there's safety harnesses and everything, you know. So I am a worrier. But this climate thing, it's so big. It's threatening to blow my mind. So I had to start thinking about it, writing about it, writing my way out of it and trying to figure out how to not get my head melted, you know. It's like, you know, let's just assume we're all going to end up like the planet Venus. But along the way, how can we try and come to terms with it, not ignore it, and that's what my new show is about.
Would you not just... Ignorant is bliss, Colm. You know?
Do you know what? You could try, but it's very hard to ignore the world. Now things keep peeping in, like you'll be there going, having a lovely day, and out of the corner of your eye, you'll see a headline saying, you know, keep cups are worse, don't you? You know, and you're like, oh no, you know, so my feeling is what happens is it's going to get you anyway, so... One of my solutions, you have to actually engage with it and read about it, because that's when you read more optimistic stuff and that's where you get a sense of...
Is that how you stop yourself from freaking out? Reading optimistic...
No, read the bad news, but find out what can be done. You know what I mean? Like, I think you have to, because Otherwise, because the media, and I'm not blaming the media, have to make money, but they're channeled towards bad news. It's clicks, it's eyeballs, and we look at stuff going, oh God, I shouldn't look at this, but oh, how bad it, you know. And we look at it in short form and we get angry and we walk away. So it's like, oh, couldn't put a temporary cycle lane in Galway, for crying out loud, just try it. Let's find out about where they are putting them in so I can just feel better. You know, it's that kind of, you have to balance it. Once you find out, you can't unknow, I think.
Okay.
You know, that kind of way.
But so. Irish people, we love the misery as well.
This is misery on a level, daughter.
Yeah, it's a different level. But we love the misery when it's wheeled out on the late late. We love a bit of that. They can't, you know, Tommy Tiernan stops being funny for a couple of minutes. His ratings go through the roof. You know, we love the misery. We love the sad. We love.
Yeah.
Do you think it's inherently an Irish in us that we just love that a little bit too much to do anything about it?
I don't know. I think we should probably get over it, you know, and get on with it. What I would say is there's plenty of misery there, but if you want to have, like, because I'm trying to, and I really believe that I'm not, this isn't like a fact-filled show. There's a couple of bits of like useful things wrapped up in jokes, if you know what I mean.
So it's the show, the show is Climate Warrior.
Climate Warrior, because that's me.
Warrior. Yeah. It's on, where can people go see it?
It's in Smock Alley Theatre, which is right in the heart of Dublin. Because people have been talking about, you know, for 2 years, people who never went to a thing in their lives are saying, oh, do you know, I can't believe we're not allowed to go to stuff. Well, no. Calling your bluff, right? There are tickets available for stuff, not just my show, all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, if you've a few bob, and I know money is tight, so I'm not going to be lecturing people if they don't have the money to spare.
Do you give tips? So you do give tips?
It's more about how to think about it. Because there's no point in coming to me asking, how do you make your own washing up liquid? I'm not going to make my own washing up liquid. Like, I just, that's not my speciality. You know, we all have different specialities. I'm trying to make people laugh and get people thinking. You know, we all have different platforms. You have a platform, Jen. I'm sure you're wall to wall climate change on this show.
You know,
but you talk to a couple of 100,000 people a day. You could so it's not like there's no point in me saying to you, did you drive here, Jen? I notice you're sitting in front of a plug. Is that electricity? Is it? How was that? There's no point in that. It's like, for, you know, we're not feeling guilty about what we can't do. What is it that you could, what's your speciality? You know what I mean? And making my own washing up liquid is not mine.
So you don't make washing up liquid, but how far do you go at home? Like, how conscious are you?
I try and cycle as much as I can, literally as far as I can. And that isn't, and this is one of the things about this whole debate, is when somebody says what they are doing, people go, I can't believe you said what you're doing because you're deliberately shaming me now. I never mentioned you. I never mentioned your car. Do you know what I mean? You get out of it. I never mentioned it.
You actually did mention my car.
But that's one thing. Like, the whole system is set up that it makes it very hard.
Yeah.
I pick up rubbish around the local area and we started planting trees. But that's not like, it's a drop in the ocean, but it's actually not about the picking up the rubbish or the planting of the trees. It's about who you meet and the other people involved in the group, like we do it out in Inchicore. We have a big group and, you know, you just don't want to feel like an idiot. Like, one person on their own looks like an oddball. Two people in high vis. Oh, there's something going on there.
Something going on there.
I should get involved. So it's that. That's what I'm trying to get across. That there's no point in shaming somebody for the individual. Unless they're setting fire to a forest and laughing like Duke
Shame
Nukem.
Them.
That's an asshole. But like, there's very few of them. Do you know what I mean? Most people are just living their lives. And life is set up in a way that makes it hard to try and do the right thing. So instead of shaming people, it's about organize, you know, who are your groups? Mm. Who do you hang out? What's in your WhatsApp group? What do you talk about? If somebody posts like, oh, Greta wants us to get out of the car. Greta never said a word about your car. You know, it's like if your aunt is talking shite, do you know what I mean? Just say, and not, don't be giving out to her. Just say, you know, I read a thing.
Yeah.
You know,
I read a thing is a great way to start.
You know, I'm not saying what your thing is wrong. I'm just saying you got it. Turns out from some far right group in Minnesota that forwarded on and is now in your hymn group, is now in the group you go to mass with. Like, that's where it started. You know what I mean?
Are you, since you wrote all this down, because you said this all was instigated because you're worrying constantly about it.
Yeah.
So you wrote it all down. Do you feel better?
I feel like, first of all, if you take the absolute nihilistic view that this is all going to hell in a handcart, like, at least the minimum is I'm doing what I can do. So I can look myself in the eye and saying I'm doing more infinitesimally more than nothing.
Yeah.
Right? That's my start. That's for my own mental thing. That's my own mental thing. And then it's about the people you meet and the conversations you have. Because if you're not talking to anyone and all you're getting is bad news, then it's kind of miserable, you know. if you're part of a group, like there's a group, I haven't even done anything, but they're planting trees down in a bog and I'm watching them every Saturday. They're like, we got rid of the rhododendron. This is down at Abbey Leaks. I'm no good to them. Do you know what I mean? I'm only watching. But every Saturday they're up to something and I go, oh, there's some people trying something. Do you know what I mean? And has to be where it starts. Because if you're doing it on your own, it's miserable, right? Mm. And it's not enough. If you're waiting for the government, if you can't put a cycle in along by the sea, right? Do you know what I mean? If you're waiting for people to do stuff, if you're in a community, do you know what I mean? Trying something, you might have a chance. And it's more fun. Do you know what I mean?
Now, are people going to be laughing or crying at the
They're
end of the
show? They're going
to
be laughing.
Okay,
grand, they're going to be
grand,
laughing.
Grand,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. You're a funny man.
Because I can't do solar panels or re-wet bogs. I can't come up with a new form of plastic. Literally all, I've no degree in anything. Well, I actually have a degree, but you know, it's no good. So all I can do is try make people laugh, and then when they're laughing,
have a
think. And it's not like, you know, and now the serious bit on the American talk show straight down the camera, because that's cringe. It's just, see what you think, is what I'm saying.
So where can people get tickets? Smock Alley?
Smockalley.com.
Smockalley.com. When's it on?
It's on tonight and tomorrow night.
Tonight?
Tonight. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm not making people come up on the train now for this. Like, you know, not, people are in the case of Donegal, use no public transport because there isn't any to get up. So I'm not, it's only if you're around Wednesday, tomorrow night and tonight and tomorrow night at the Smock Alley, smockalley.com. And if you haven't laughed while talking about climate change, this might be a place.
This is it. A good place to start. Thanks a million, Colm. It is called Climate Warrior. And you can go get your tickets. Smock Alley website is on tonight and tomorrow night.
9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. So the kids will be in bed and all that.
Tell Colm if his legs get tired pedaling, he can try hitching.
Hitching? Oh, I hitched back in the day. I hitched in and out to college for 4 years. And will I tell you one thing about hitching and cycling? Between 8 and 9 o'clock, I have actual science to back this up. It does not rain as much in this country as you would think. The nighttime rain has finished.
Okay.
The daytime rain hasn't started. I got soaked, I'd say, in 4 years of hitching in maybe 5 or 6 times. Like in four. There's not as much rain as you think in the mornings. So get out there
and
cycle
about it,
if you can.
This is the only positive thing about hitchhiking, I would say. It's probably better for the environment because more people sharing cars.
It's carpooling. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.